Do you desire to live life to its fullest? Then don't miss today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland from their prayer cabin in Southwest Arkansas. Everything you need for a full life has already been provided for you in The Blessing. Now, here are Kenneth and Gloria.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And welcome to our prayer cabin, our laughing place here in Southwest Arkansas. Miss Gloria was born just a couple of miles from here. This place originally belonged to her grandfather.
That's right.
And back when we got married, he gave us the original 4 acres to it and just gave it to us as a wedding present. And so it's been in our lives for 45 years. Praise God. Amen.
That's
and
right.
Then over the years, it's developed and built up. And now she and I, over a period of time, we bought acre here and an acre there until we finally came up with this whole the whole farm on this side of the highway. And it has been one of the greatest blessings in our lives. Our kids were just raised here, praise the Lord, and they love it just as much as we do.
Now the grandchildren.
Now the grandkids love it. One of our grandchildren loves bugs. And she's just a little old girl that loves bugs. I mean, she chases them, hunts them, she hunts lizards and everything you think of. And she gets up here and just says, oh, this is bug heaven. Amen. I tell you.
It is that, all right.
It is that, I guarantee
she's
you.
She's come to the right place.
It. So, Father, we just thank you for this broadcast
love you, Lord.
Today. We give you praise. We're so grateful to you for this place. And we praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we open our hearts and minds for revelation from heaven today about the blessing. And we thank you for it. Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, we've got a beautiful, cool, just a little moisture around, and the flowers are so beautiful.
Oh, it's a beautiful springtime.
Amen. It's just been wonderful. Let's go back to the Bible again. We're talking about the blessing.
I love this
the
message.
Very first words that any human ear heard. The very first thing that God ever said to a living human being. So, this would have to be the perfect will of God for all men, for all time, for the earth, and all its surroundings and inhabitants. Because God never, ever changes. Amen?
Amen.
Now, Genesis chapter 1. In the 26th and 27th verses here was where God spoke the words of life, spoke the very spiritual nature of man, spoke his very spiritual DNA into him, which was God's own personal spiritual makeup or DNA as we know it today. And he said to them, now this is what Adam first heard. God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful. Now, Gloria, there was enough power in the glory of that word to be fruitful forever. Because God's word never changes.
That's right.
He never changes. Be fruitful. Then he said, multiply. There's enough power in that word, multiply, for the Garden of Eden to multiply, for all the birds, all the animals, all human beings to be fruitful and multiply throughout forever. Amen. This must strike your heart and spirit because this has to do with us today. Because he never changes.
That's right.
So, replenish. The word in the Hebrew language was fill up the earth. Now, we know the geographical boundaries of the Garden of Eden. And It didn't cover the whole earth. It just covered what that area around what is now Iraq and some of the surrounding territory there. Mm-hmm. But God is saying through this man, the authority in and on this man in the 26th verse, he gave him dominion over all the earth, not just the Garden of Eden inside its boundaries, but all the earth. Right. Now, multiply, fill up the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. So there was enough power to have dominion over every, the word actually says, over every living thing on the earth.
Let me just throw something in there. This says, be fruitful, multiply, fill the waters in the seas. Have you ever gone to California or the East Coast and the sea's gone down and there's nothing there?
No.
No. Anywhere in the world? They're still full. From this scripture, the seas are still full. And it says, let the fowl multiply in the earth. Now, Ken and I live on a lake, and we see flocks of water birds come in.
Oh, yeah.
You'll occasionally see a straggler or whatever, but like I went home the other day and the little bay around our house was full of pelicans.
Big old white ones.
Big pelicans. There's so many birds. They go in what? Flocks.
Flocks. Yeah.
That word is still operating in the earth.
The beautiful part of this was the fact that creative power of God called the blessing was on and in this man. In fact, in order to get some kind of concept where we can think about this in reality, we've been raised in a cursed earth. And so we're really familiar with death. We're familiar with sickness, disease, and all that came out of that curse. What became the curse was that original blessing on Adam. It was so powerful that it covered the entire earth. When it became a curse, it cursed the whole planet. It cursed everything in it and everything that had ever be born in it. And so God, in behalf of what he had said, began immediately releasing his word to complement that original word and get that blessing back where it belonged. Now, that's the process we're talking about. Immediately after yesterday's broadcast, I mean, you picked up on that. I hadn't discussed this with her that we're doing today because the word of the Lord came to me three days ago as I was writing my partner letter. I was sitting inside the house there and I was writing my partner letter, and man, the word of the Lord came to me and began to develop something here about this that we're dealing with today. And Gloria, I hadn't said anything to her about it yet. I hadn't had the chance to sit down with her and the word. She picked up on this thing yesterday. And right after the broadcast was over with, I mean, she and I both just got excited about it. This is such a wonderful thing. And I made notes here on just how the Lord gave it to me. And so, let's go over to the 26th chapter of Genesis and we'll quickly cover this ground and reestablish ourselves where we closed yesterday. And then we'll pick up from there and go from there. Now, in 26th chapter of Genesis, we're seeing here, this will talk about both Abraham and Isaac. So now, listen to this in the second verse. The Lord appeared unto Isaac and said to him, go not down into Egypt, but dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land. Now listen. Sojourn in this land, and I'll be with you, and I will bless you. There's not two, three. There are different blessings, but you know, we're not talking about this blessing or that blessing. We're talking about the blessing,
the origination
in which all blessings are corporate.
Right.
That's where they came from.
That's right.
For instance, that blessing power was to increase the Garden of Eden until it, remember we read that he had dominion over the entire earth, over all the earth? Mm-hmm. Well, that's what that blessing was to do. Its original intent from God was to expand that Garden of Eden and expand his family and expand all of his holdings until man had control of this whole planet. Well, he didn't just slam him out there at one time. He started him off in his place, and then he was to grow until this whole planet was subdued and had dominion under the strength of that blessing, and all of it had become the Garden of Eden. So now that blessing will still do the same thing today. It has never changed because God's never changed. He found a man named Abraham, and he blessed him in a blood agreement. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But I'm going to jump ahead here a little bit and show you this. So you have understanding. You don't get it confused with a lot of other stuff. Was there any death in the Garden of Eden when God said that?
No.
So the new birth, new life, is part of the blessing. Was there any sickness or disease?
No.
Then it's the job of the blessing to create that garden. And its first thing it's going to do is move the death out, move the sickness and disease out, move the poverty out. So healing is part of the blessing. Prosperity in God. Not in the world, in God.
If there'd been no curse, you wouldn't have needed healing.
No.
Since man chose it and did it, now he's going to make up for it.
Yeah, so to create the garden, you would have to get the death or the curse out, wouldn't you?
That's right.
To create that garden, because that curse is in the way. Well, Christ was made a curse for us so that the blessing of Abraham could come on the rest of us through Christ Jesus. In other words, release that power in your life to start moving that curse out of your life. The first thing that comes in is new life, the new birth. The next thing comes in is the anointing, the power of the Holy Ghost. What is that power? It's the power of that blessing to carry out that power. The anointing is the power of the blessing mixed with faith. Ooh-wee,
Hallelujah. That's great.
It was the blessing that raised Jesus from the dead. So everything that's ever happened in this earth since the day Adam sinned has been in behalf of be fruitful, multiply, be blessed, subdue the earth, have authority over it.
That's right.
Now, let's see how God got there. That's what we're talking about here now. And he's talking to Isaac, Abraham's supernatural son born at the age of 99 years old, and his wife was 90. Now, I mean, hey, it took some doing here.
Took some blessing, didn't it?
She had been barren all of her life. She never had been able to have children. And by this time, he was unfruitful. He couldn't bear. He'd gotten old, and it was over with him, too.
I'm glad we were blessed early in life.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Amen. So, anyway, how come you had to stick with
it? I don't know. This is true.
Okay. Hey, let me get back in the Word. All right. I'm paying no attention to her when she gets like that. Okay. Here we go. Listen to what he said to... What's his name here? Isaac. Thanks a lot, Gloria. Hallelujah. He said, I will bless you, for unto you and unto your seed I will give all these countries. I will perform the oath that I swore to your father Abraham. Now, when we think about oath, we think about a courtroom. We think about being under oath. That means there's a penalty for lying. But that penalty for lying is not death. But a blood-sworn oath carries a death penalty if you break that covenant. Now, in the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis, God stood in blood. Now, let's go to the book of Hebrews and find out where it talks about this in this context. And we'll see in the 6th chapter here the Holy Ghost's interpretation of what happened in Genesis 15. This is the Spirit of God's interpretation. Let Him interpret what happened out there that day. In the 13th verse, when God made promise, when God swore an oath to perform. And I like to add right here, He said to Isaac, I will perform that oath. Well, now let me ask you something. Has His will ever changed?
No.
Has He ever changed?
No.
How do we know that? Well, it says right here, when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, I guarantee you there, that's the word in the Hebrew, I guarantee you, blessing, I will bless you. Multiplying, I will multiply you. Now, where have we heard that before? It's the same blessing.
Yes, it is.
Now, and so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all argument. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise. Now, if ye be Christ's, you are Abraham's seed. That's in the 3rd chapter of the book of Galatians. That is as New Testament as you can get.
That's right.
And heirs according to the promise. The immutability, the unchangeableness, the definition of that word, not capable or susceptible to change, never changing or varying forever. Now remember, a blood sworn oath in the day of Abraham and Isaac and from that day all the way up to this one. It's same thing today. There are blood oaths sworn between people today, and the penalty of breaking it is death. So now, Gloria, this is what she said to me yesterday. Just, man, I'll tell you, the hair on the back of my neck is standing straight out. Oh, my goodness. God literally swore by Himself, standing in blood in the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis, that if He ever broke this covenant, He would destroy Himself. That's right. How serious this is with God.
That's why this scripture in the Amplified of verse 18 says, it is impossible.
It is impossible
for God ever for to prove ever. False or deceive.
Absolutely. Now, get this now. Listen to me.
Impossible.
He swore by Himself. Jesus. God. Manifested in the flesh. That was that sworn oath. Becoming flesh. And dwelling among us. Died. As if He had broken the covenant. He never broke it. God never broke it. Men broke it.
That's right.
But God took man's place.
Oh, my Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. It's true.
And He took it as though He had broken the covenant Himself. Why did He do such a thing as that? Why would He ever do that? Follow me through it. He went into hell and He suffered as though He was the breaker of the covenant, as though He was a liar. He never lied. He never sinned. Thank God. But he took your and my place in this thing, and he died as though he had sinned. I can't help it. I'm going to jump to the end of this thing. This is just... Listen. It was the blessing itself, all of its power, all of the glory, all of the might of the Holy Ghost went into the bowels of hell itself, where Jesus was suffering Adam's punishment, and he was reborn, the scripture said, and he was raised from the dead, no longer a mortal man, but an immortal man.
Glory
the covenant, the blessing covenant, the blood sworn oath today is between an unchangeable, yeah, a glorious, forever God and an untouchable by death or sin, immortal man. That's the reason there is no curse left of Hallelujah. Death on this covenant. That's neither right. One of them can die.
That's right. Jesus already died and was raised again.
You can't break the covenant. Now, you can break your fellowship in it, but part of the covenant says if you'll repent, he'll forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness and keep you in full standing in the covenant, Amen. In the blessing, in his power, just like sin had never existed, part of our covenant. See, this is the part that's called new, because this didn't exist in the old. Nobody had ever been born again. They couldn't get there. But in the new, it is the extension of the blessing in the old. It wipes out the curse of the old and steps over into the new part where you can't break the covenant. It is forever. And the blessing of Abraham has come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. Glory to
it.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
I got it.
I tell you, when you begin to realize what's happening in us, it starts out as a seed on the inside of you, and it grows and it grows and it grows until it gets
growing. Big
inside of you. And it begins to come out through your physical body, and it'll heal your body. It begins to change your circumstances around you, and it will continue to grow, and it will bless all that will accept it, praise God. But it'll build a hedge around you like was around Job, like was around Abraham, around his household, and around Jesus. They couldn't stone him. They couldn't push him off a cliff. He didn't die till he's ready to die. And I'm telling you, it will grow like it did Peter on in Jerusalem until just get in the distance of
Thank
his
you.
Shadow. The power was so strong it'd heal your body. And it'll continue till it blesses the whole earth.
Amen.
And that's what's happened around us in 40 years. This message now is blessing people all over the world. Well, we're not doing any different. It's the blessing that just kept working and financing and taking care of. And we're out of time. Glory to God and glory. And I'll be back in just a moment. Whew. The blessing of Adam included the blessing, the empowerment to have dominion over everything in the earth.
New from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, an all-new series about living in the blessing.
The new birth is part of the blessing. Healing ministry is part of the blessing. Baptism of the Holy Ghost is part of the blessing. The gifts of the Spirit are part of the blessing. Financial prosperity is part of the blessing.
This important teaching from Kenneth Copeland is about God's empowerment of every believer to create the Garden of Eden in your life, wherever you are. Living in the Blessing, all new and available on DVD, is a must for every believer. God has blessed you, and this teaching will show you how to live in the faith that releases the blessing.
Wherever you go, you walk in faith, and the blessing will turn that place into a garden.
To order your copy of Living in the Blessing, log on to kcm.org and order online. This must-have teaching from Kenneth Copeland will open your eyes to the provision God has for you. To order your copy by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Or you may call us at 800-575-4455. Order your copy of Living in the Blessing today.
There is one decision that will affect you and your life forever. That decision. Now, all that Jesus did, all that he suffered, all that death, all of that glory, then everything that he experienced when he was raised from the dead, all had to do with your salvation. He did all of the hard part. There's only one thing he couldn't and wouldn't do is make your decision to receive
it. That's right.
Now, when any person, he said whosoever, this is a whosoever gospel. Now, I don't care what you've done in your past. I didn't have anything to do with it. The scripture said he died for the ungodly. Well, I qualified, big time. And so, when you receive him as Lord of your life and confess your allegiance to him, all that he did all that time takes place. The blessing activates in your life, and the first thing it does is drive the death out of you and bring new life into your spirit. You're not just an old forgiven sinner saved by grace. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Any man that is in Christ is a new species of being, that the Amplified says. A new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Now you pray this. God in heaven, I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart, Lord. I repent of sin. I renounce the devil and all his works. And I receive my future. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, right quick before we leave. Get online and let me know you prayed that. I'll send you these five little books to help you study your Bible. We'll see you tomorrow. And Jesus is Lord.
If you made Jesus your Lord and Savior today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They've put together a five-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package online when you log on to kcm.org. This is the year of the open door. Take hold of the promises of God and walk through the open door of the blessing this year. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next Believer's Voice of Victory. It's 2007, and the door is open. Soak in God's Word at the 2007 Great Lakes Believers Convention. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Bill Winston as you learn to walk in the blessing and step through your open door in 2007. Come out August 20th through 25th at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information, visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Now remember, Abraham is the father of our faith. We look at Abraham and the way he walked by faith, we can do the same thing and the same thing will come to pass for us.